Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, TNA Hall of Famer, Bully Ray and I talk AEW Dynamite from last night, especially that Punk promo, and what he teased at the end of the promo. When and where and if Bryan Danielson to AEW, how could it be done? We talk about it right now on the Busted Open Podcast. AEW Dynamite last night.
Remember the old game show Password and then Password Plus with Alan Funked?
Yes, I was a big fan of Alan Funked. Former husband of Betty White, Alan Funked.
Ding, ding, ding. Circle gets a square. So, like, if me and you were playing Password and I went, patience, what would you say?
None.
Well, that would be a wrong answer.
I know, it would be wrong. Would you say, all right, so let me ask you this question, Bully. Coming off of what the people were chanting when Punk was in the ring at the end of that promo last night, and then him talking about the word patience, when do we see Bryan Danielson, if at all, in AEW?
If it's me, I'm doing it at the Queen's show. At the Queen's Dynamite. Same thing that they did with Punk. Because last night was not a planned subliminal Easter egg. Last night was an organic Easter egg that just happened to happen. And I think that it was just good enough. Yeah. Remember when Darby Allin did the backstage promo where he said, you know, people coming in, got to prove your best in the world or whatever. There it was. There was your little tip of the cap, just enough for the people to know. Last night, a bunch of yes chants break out during a Punk promo. Punk says, hey, that's somebody else's shtick, and you might have to be a little bit more patient for that. Up, the place goes crazy, and that's just enough to let us know, yes, you're going to get what you want again, because it wouldn't be smart for Punk to throw that out there if AEW was not going to deliver, because now Punk will have egg on his face. So what if that's me, if I have the pencil, what am I doing? I'm going to deliver that monster first time appearance in the same type of crowd as Chicago. Punk in Chicago, I'm giving Danielson in New York City. There should be more people in Queens. I think there's going to be more people in Queens than there was in Chicago. And trust me, if you know anything about competitive wrestling towns like a Chicago, like a New York, like a Philadelphia, New York is going to want to be louder on television and crazier on television than Chicago was. So the competition amongst the cities, the good-natured, good-spirited competition, and who could be louder, who can give the biggest pop, they're going to give. If we do get Bryan Danielson in Queens, that is going to be a monster reaction, and that'll be the second time that a monster reaction like that happens for AEW.
Yeah, and Bully, obviously we talked about this at Rampage last week at the United Center. That was the biggest crowd that AEW has ever had for a live show. And it sold out, Bully, I would think, because they were expecting CM Punk to be there. It's a different story with that September 22nd show for AEW Dynamite in Queens. That sold out just because AEW is in Queens. But that record that we saw last week will be broken on September 22nd because I think it's going to be around 19,000 fans in Queens. First of all, Bully, it's great throwing out these numbers. We talked about, you know, the 50,000 that was at SummerSlam for the WWE, and now we're talking about 19,000 for AEW in Queens. It's good to throw out these numbers, but you're right. That New York crowd is going to want to be louder than what they were at Rampage. And you're probably going to need a bit of a surprise, a bit of a ignition for that crowd to get crazy. And I think it's going to be what you said. I think it's going to be Bryan Danielson coming to AEW.
I think it's very interesting that you use the term throwing out these numbers, because I have a number that I'd like to throw at you.
Sure, go
ahead.
Ready? Yep.
58.
Okay.
Think about it. I'm throwing out a number. The number is 58. What am I referring to?
I have no idea.
58 feet. That's how far you threw the ball at your first pitch the other night. 58 feet.
58 feet, but it's 58 feet from the rubber to the plate.
No, it's not. And it's not a rubber. It's a rubber. R-U-B-B-A-H, rubber.
I don't want to get too far into this, Bully, but since you felt the need to throw out that video on your social media account, unlike anybody you have ever seen throw out a first pitch to a game, I didn't do it at the beginning of the mound. I did it on top of the mound, as you like to say, on the rubber. And I threw it, and you know what? It was a bit outside. If there was a right-handed batter, I think it would have been a swing and a miss. If it was a left-handed batter, I probably would have taken off their head. This is just a bit outside.
No, you would have taken off their calf. That wasn't anywhere near his head. Just out of curiosity, did anybody else throw out a first pitch on that day?
Yes, it was my brother Don.
And where did your brother Don LaGreca throw his pitch from?
On the rubber.
Did he reach home plate and did the ball go into the catcher's mitt?
Yeah, he threw a strike.
So at least there's one athletic LaGreca in your household.
Well, to play
in your family.
Yes. My brother got a college scholarship for baseball. He was a pitcher, still holds the record since the school isn't around anymore. The only no-hitter by a pitcher for Don Bosco Tech. So, yes, my brother is athletic, or was athletic, I should say. Years of doing radio kind of changes your body. But he does have the skill to pay the bills, and obviously he threw a strike at the minors game.
You know how we always talk about, you know, I asked the boys when they come on the show how they felt in certain moments. How did you feel the moment you clicked on your Twitter machine and you saw that I had posted the video of you botching your first pitch?
Actually, you know what? I felt good, Bully, because that made me feel like, you know what? Bully does care. He really did want to see if I didn't make an ass out of myself on the pitcher's mound. Listen, it wasn't what I wanted to accomplish, but I don't think I made an ass out of myself.
Oh, you made a tremendous ass out of you. Don't sell yourself short. You're a tremendous slouch.
Well, you know what? You know what? You know who wins? The Miners, because there's over 30,000 views on that video of me throwing that ball from the other night. So,
all right, back to wrestling.
Okay.
Throwing out the numbers. I just remember you said throwing out the numbers. I don't remember what else you said.
No, but I talked about, you know, 19,000 in Queens. You know, we got 15,000 plus in Chicago. You mentioned about patience. You said the word patience. And I think we do need to be a little patient here. And maybe that's the one argument where we don't see Daniel Bryan in September. We're riding a high right now with CM Punk. You want to continue this wave, but you don't want to overlap these waves. Like, I think you need a little time in between. Is September too close to the return of Punk to get the return of Daniel Bryan?
No, it's deep into September, third week of September. I think it's a hell of a 1-2 punch, and it's spaced out just enough because we'll have Punk on a couple of Dynamites, on a couple of Rampages, and we'll have already seen him at All In, correct? Sorry, All Out.
All Out, All Out, yes.
I'm sure that there are some that could make the argument for bringing Danielson back at All Out. You know, Tommy had this opinion on make the people pay to see CM Punk the first time. I vehemently disagreed with that one. If you're going to make people pay to see CM Punk, you make them pay to see his first match. That's fair. Would you bring back Bryan Danielson? If you had the pencil, would you bring him back at All Out or at the Dynamite in Queens?
Oh. And I'll go back to what I originally said. Chicago sold out because the potential of CM Punk making an appearance there. That's not the reason why the show in Queens has gotten as many people to come. So it's not like there's an expectation of Bryan Danielson to be in Queens. So I think that's an ace that you have that you might unload anytime, anywhere. I don't think you do it at All Out. I don't think you do it in Queens either, Bully. I think you wait for a time where it would be a complete surprise, where it comes out of nowhere, where you truly get a shock of Bryan Danielson showing up at AEW.
If I'm AEW, which is pretty much still a brand new company, would you agree with that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's still not 2 years that show's been on the air.
If I'm AEW and I got 19,000 people in the house in New York, I want to catch that lightning in a bottle. I want 19,000 people going crazy for somebody that we brought in that those people are going to love. They're going to want to love. That is going to be an extremely similar moment to the CM Punk moment. Not the perfect storm that CM Punk was and is, but I'll be damned if it's not close enough. I want to capture that moment. That we talked about the anticipation pop as opposed to the surprise pop. The volcano was ready to explode the minute Dynamite came on, the minute Rampage came on the air last week, and we got that reaction. Punk talks, you know, says you got to be a little bit patient for those yes chants. Now people are at the ready. AEW fans are ready now. They're primed. Will it happen next week? Will it happen here? Will it happen at All Out? Will it happen at Queens? So they're going to be boiling now for the weeks coming up. We don't know where, we don't know when, but when that music hits, they're going to ready to go crazy for Bryan Danielson. If it's me, I'm taking full advantage of the huge crowd that they're going to have in Queens.
Yeah, it's
19,000 people chanting yes. Don't you want to capture that?
Yeah, that's going to be an image that'll last.
How many people will be at All Out in Chicago? Because they're in the smaller arena for All Out, correct?
A little over 10,000.
You want 10,000 people chanting yes, or you want 19,000 people chanting yes?
All right, but I'm going to throw another one at you. Maybe it's a small thing, Bully, and you might knock me down for this. But you even mentioned it. We have a very special edition of Busted Opens the Masters class that's going to drop on Sunday, where we talk about the returns of Brock and Becky and Punk. And one of the things you brought up when it came to Brock and Becky about the loudness of their pop is about that it was in a stadium where you don't have a roof. And, you know, and you've talked about your own personal experiences in the ring at a stadium where you don't even notice the loudness of the crowd because the volume escapes because there's an opening. So you got me thinking, you're going to get these yes chants. The week before, Bully, that they're in Queens, they're going to be in Jersey at the Prudential Center, The Rock. And there's going to be an even bigger crowd than what we saw in Chicago for Punk's return is going to be about 16,000 in Newark in an enclosed arena. Do you maybe have him come back in Jersey where you're going to have 15, 16,000 people chanting yes, where it's going to be much louder because you're going to have a roof on the arena?
Is this a legitimate question, or are you just politicking for Daniel, you know, Bryan to come back in your, you know, home state?
Well, but there's another caveat to it. And maybe there is a little bit of the Jersey bias. But that was a show that was supposed to happen a year and a half ago. It was scheduled, and then the pandemic happened. And that was going to be that crowd in Newark, New Jersey was going to be the biggest crowd that AEW Dynamite had ever had. But they had to postpone it. Now they're making that return. So those people in Newark, New Jersey, have been holding on to that ticket now for over a year and a half. Do you reward those people for holding on to that ticket for a year and a half by giving them Bryan Danielson? Also, it might even be as good or even better of a visual having 16,000 people chanting yes with an enclosed arena. It would be much louder, I'm sure, in Newark, New Jersey than it would be in Queens, New York.
Excellent point. Excellent. I'm glad you listened when I talked about that on the master's class.
Yes.
So let's just go to Queens for a second and talk about the actual noise of the pop. Yes, you are correct. When you're in a massive stadium like Allegiant in Vegas, where we saw the return of Becky, or we saw the return of Brock, that sound has to travel a lot farther before you hear it. Thus, on TV, it might not sound as crazy. Although Edge made his return, I believe, in a stadium, and they were able to catch that pop and get the full energy of it. You're asking me, do you do it in Newark with 16,000? Do you do it in Queens with 19,000? Queens is in an open-air stadium, but it's a much smaller stadium. It's a 20,000 seat stadium as opposed to a 70,000 seat stadium that Brock and Becky came back into. Allegiant holds like 70 or 80,000. Yes, the WWE had conformed it to about 40 or 50,000, but the sound still has to travel someplace before it bounces back. You know what? Either one of them would be just fine. They really would. I think that in that closed open air stadium, Arthur Ashe in Queens, New York, you're going to get more of a traditional arena feel and sound. But if you're in Newark at the Prudential Center the week before and you have 16 or 17,000, you're almost guaranteed to have better sound. I think either one of those spots are just as good.
But the good thing about it, Bully, and for AEW fans, you have something that you're sitting on the edge of your seat waiting for. I think those things might continue. I mean, I don't know how many more wrestlers, you know, now that once you see Daniel Bryan, then people are going to be like, is Bray Wyatt coming to AEW? There's always going to be some kind of name looming where fans are going to be wondering if they're going to make their debut on that show.
Off the top of my head, imagine if this happened. Talk about fantasy booking for just one second. Imagine Bryan Danielson comes back in Newark and you get that tremendous reaction and you went off the air with Punk's music hitting and coming out onto the stage, and Punk and Danielson are looking at each other to go off the air. And then you announce via social media that next week in Queens, Arthur Ashe on Dynamite, Punk and Danielson face-to-face in the middle of the ring for the first time in 20 years, whatever, however long it is. Wow, you talk about connecting your dots and maximizing your opportunities. I mean, that's just, like I said, top of my head about moments. You could have the crazy return moment with Danielson. Now you can give them a predetermined moment by saying we're going to have a face-to-face to start the show. Could you imagine how ballistic Queens would be going if you got Bryan Danielson's music, Punk's music, and they're sitting in the ring staring at each other? The commentary could lay out for an hour and the chants would still be going on.
This is Jimmy Smith, voice of WWE Monday Night Raw and host of Unlocking the Cage on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156. And I'm here to let you know that Unlocking the Cage is now available as a podcast. That's right. You'll get my take on the trending stories in combat sports and interviews with some of the biggest names in the fight game. I'm bringing you shows every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app free for most subscribers.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Unless there's bad weather, you're not closing the roof on Arthur Ashe Stadium.
We don't need no stinking roof. No. No roof. Roofies? Yes. Roof? No. I roofied myself last night. I went to
sleep. Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. I love roofying myself at night. Yeah. I take the gimmick belt. Sleepy time. Yeah. Yeah. No. Also, somebody chimed in on the Twitter machine and reminded us about the Adam Cole possibility.
Adam, that's what I meant.
There are so many names out there. Like you mentioned Bray Wyatt, and then one of our fans mentioned Adam Cole. I mean, geez Louise, the back-to-back-to-back surprises that AEW could possibly have out there. I mean, Punk dropped his wife's name last night. We haven't seen AJ Lee in forever. This is a woman who has over 4 million social media followers.
Ruby Riott. Ruby Riott is somebody else that, you know, fans love that got let go by the WWE. Could we possibly see her down the road?
Listen, you never know. I'm not going to put Ruby Riott in the same category as Cole or as a Bray Wyatt. But I'm sure, you know, I was a fan of Ruby Riott in the WWE. I liked her look. I liked the gimmick. I liked a lot of things about her. I'm sure her coming in could help pad that women's division, who I have said for a long time, continues to need help. You saw that. What was your opinion on that women's match last night, Dave?
Not much of an opinion. Like it was a bit rough. I got to admit, and I love a Red Velvet, but that just, I don't know if it's lack of chemistry, lack of reps, but that match just was not cohesive at all last night, in my opinion.
So bringing in a Ruby Riott could probably help pad their women's division. There are a couple of standout women. You obviously have a Britt Baker. You obviously have a Thunder Rosa. I'm a big fan of Nyla Rose. I don't think we see enough of her at all. What other women do we have there that we know can guarantee us a strong match?
Well, what they're having at All Out is they're having that 21-woman casino battle royal where there's going to be the Joker and that you're going to get some kind of surprise. And there, we've been getting those surprises in those battle royals for AEW. So that's where you maybe see an AJ Lee or a Ruby Riott or somebody of that ilk to show up in Chicago at All Out. But I agree with you. I think you have Nyla Rose, you have Thunder Rosa, who you can definitely put into that championship picture. You have Dr. Britt Baker against Chris Statlander as one of your main events at All Out. I would be shocked beyond words if Dr. Britt Baker doesn't win that match and move on. So whoever wins that 21-woman casino battle royal is going to be the next contender. Is it a Thunder Rosa? You know, Thunder Rosa and Britt Baker give us one of the best matches of the last year. Do they bring Nyla Rose back into the main event? You know, Big Swole has been doing big things on Dark and Elevation. Do they finally bring her into the fold on AEW Dynamite or Rampage?
I've seen enough from Big Swole to know that she needs more reps.
Okay, so you're not ready to pull the trigger on that.
That's just a fact. I think they should continue to utilize that Dark and Elevation to get more and more reps for these younger talent, for these inexperienced talent, to continue to get better in the ring. The only way you get better at this art form is reps under your belt. The same way you get better at hitting fastballs is to get reps under your belt in the batting cage. You know, reps under your belt throwing those curveballs. Reps under your belt at the free throw line. Reps under your belt, hitting slap shots. Practice, 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 reps, reps, reps. And that's what somebody like Big Swole needs. Another one. One of the girls that we're very high on, that we know has incredible potential just because of the it factor of her look, is Jade Cargill. Yep. Needs thousands of more reps before she's truly, truly ready, you know, to be having quality matches with like a Britt Baker or a Thunder Rosa. And these are not knocks in any way. This is just fact. Every wrestler who just starts off needs reps.
And that's why they have those shows, like you said. That's why they have Elevation. It's called Elevation for a reason, to elevate these talents to get them ready for a Dynamite or a Rampage. That's why you have AEW Dark, to have these reps, like you said, these matches where they're almost ready but not quite ready. But now you also need some of these names, like you said, to kind of pad this women's division. I think the women's division has made great strides over the last year, but I do think you need some more women to be challengers for Dr. Britt Baker. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in that 21-woman casino battle royal at All Out.
This is Lindsay Rhodes, and I'm so excited for my podcast, The NFL Roadshow, to be joining the SiriusXM sports family. We'll be talking about the most compelling topics and to some of the most interesting people in and around the NFL, taking a look at things through my somewhat nerdy football lens. I like to push past the low-hanging fruit to get to the real stories that are going to make you feel like a smarter football fan. So please join me every Wednesday for The NFL Roadshow, available on the SXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Bully, one more thing about Bryan Danielson. And it kind of goes off like that last caller, because the last caller was talking about he's a WWE lifer, wants to see Daniel Bryan back in the WWE and continue the Yes Movement, though we've been there, done that, and they've changed his character so many times throughout the years since we saw what he was able to do at WrestleMania 30. The one thing, unlike Punk, I don't think you're going to get a Bryan Danielson in the ring cutting a promo about the WWE. That is not going to happen. I mean, he met his wife through the WWE. He had the ultimate WrestleMania moment with the WWE. I don't think Bryan Danielson has any gripes with the WWE at this point.
I wouldn't understand why, even if he did have any gripes, he would bring it up. I don't think that's the right territory for him. I understand why Punk kind of gently alluded to why he was unhappy with the WWE. I did not think that he put, I don't think he delved deep enough into it where like Booker. Booker had some comments about Punk's promo and said it was a swing and a miss.
Yeah, we're going to get into that at 11 a.m. Eastern time because I really want to dive into those comments from Booker T, because no disrespect to Booker T, I couldn't disagree more from what he said about Punk's promo last week on Rampage.
I disagree. I mean, I disagree. I 98% disagree with Booker. I kind of understand where he's coming from as a professional, but we'll talk more about that later. As far as Bryan Danielson is concerned, absolutely not. Too many great things went on there, and he is the, at the end of the day, no matter how hard Bryan Danielson struggled to get to the top of the WWE, he got to the top of the WWE. WrestleMania 30 is an iconic moment that will live forever in history. Now, if he leaves the WWE, whether or not they decide to remind us of that iconic moment is up to them. But as fans, we know it lives forever. He met his wife there. He has beautiful children with his wife. He's made a boatload of money. What are you going to do? Come on TV and tell me, yeah, well, for 3 years, they told me I couldn't get back in the ring, or however long it was. All right, but they eventually did, and you got back in the ring, and everything went really well. So, no, I don't expect to hear any of that verbiage from Bryan Danielson.
Yeah, and he wrote a book a few years back, right after WrestleMania 30, and he talked about the struggles and the complete confusion of them not doing more with him early on. They fired him. I mean, they fired, you know, Daniel Bryan when he choked out, you know, who was it that he choked out? Justin. You know, he took with the tie outside the ring with the Nexus. He got fired from that. He had to go back on the indie scene. But they eventually brought him back and gave, really, if you were talking about one of the greatest WrestleMania moments, that's top three greatest WrestleMania moments of all time. Was Daniel Bryan holding both those belts in New Orleans at WrestleMania 30. So it's very, very difficult to talk bad about a company that gave you that kind of a moment. Punk never had that moment. Bryan Danielson did.
There's a reason why it was called a movement, because it truly was. I believe that Daniel Bryan ascending to the top of the WWE, becoming the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, having that moment at WrestleMania is probably the purest push of a wrestler based on fan reaction we've ever seen.
And maybe the last that we'll see in the WWE.
Can you think of another one in the WWE where the WWE obviously had compartmentalized Daniel Bryan and said, okay, here's your spot, but the WWE universe said, nope. We want more for this guy. And they were so vocal about it that they forced the hand of Vince McMahon. They forced the pencil in the hand of Vince McMahon. Had we ever seen that before, Dave?
No. And we've seen organic rises to the top, like a Stone Cold Steve Austin. We've seen that. But with Daniel Bryan, it was completely different. Bully, you're 100% right. They had a plan in place, and their plan was Batista. That was their plan. Vince McMahon was convinced, I'm going to bring Batista in, and you know what? They're going to forget about Daniel Bryan, and I'm going to bring back this former superstar, and we're going to ride the wave into WrestleMania. And the fans said, no freaking way. I was there at multiple Monday Night Raws where the crowd hijacked the show by chanting yes. And it all started at WrestleMania 28 in Miami. Think about it. The main event that night was John Cena and The Rock. You know, two of the biggest superstars in the history of the WWE. But it was the opening match at that WrestleMania that started that movement. They had Sheamus beat Daniel Bryan in seconds. And it took almost half that show to get that crowd back into that WrestleMania because the fans were so pissed at what happened to Daniel Bryan. And that's the start of the Yes Movement right there.
You know, talking about this just jiggled, speaking of jiggles, my memory.
You know who
I think could have been Daniel Bryan before Daniel Bryan? And I'm not talking about work rate in the ring. I'm talking with that organically getting over.
Who?
Zack Ryder. Remember when The Rock was forced to acknowledge him in the garden because the people were chanting for him so loud?
Yep.
See, those are the things that scare me about the WWE moving forward. When you see things like a Ryder or a Daniel Bryan or any other talent that really captures the emotion of the WWE universe, and then the WWE just kind of puts it to the side and goes, no, that wasn't in our plans, thus we're not going to give it to you. You know, the WWE will sit there all day long and say, we really listen to our fan base. But as WWE fans, Dave, do we really think they listen to us?
No, they
have their plan in place. When was the last time the WWE listened to you?
It would be Daniel Bryan.
Actually, the last time WWE listened to you was yesterday and this morning because they listen every single day.
Yeah, but they don't like me. They really don't.
If you don't think they like you, how do you think they feel about me?
Well, you went in their Hall of Fame. I'm in their Hall of Shame. But no, I would think it's probably Bryan Danielson.
Yeah, I agree. So yeah, but I don't think we're going to hear any negativity out of him. Maybe a dig to get a chuckle or a pop. Maybe once, maybe twice, who knows? But I don't think it'll be anything significant.
And you know what? Just to remind people, and they made him a part of the Wyatt family. They like, think about that. When you could have made that move with him and made him a main eventer. And then they played off your B player. That was the story going into WrestleMania 30. But they had, you know, when he came to NXT, the show, the original NXT show, where they paired them off with veterans, they put him with The Miz. And the whole thing is that Daniel Bryan was vanilla. He was never going to get over. Nobody cared about him. And then he truly was a B player. And then they used that story. But Bully, as you said, the fans completely forced the hand of Vince McMahon. They did not want WrestleMania 30 to happen. And Bully, if you remember, once it happened, you started to see the decline of Daniel Bryan in the WWE almost immediately after that moment at WrestleMania 30.
It was as if, okay, I gave you what you want, and now I'm going to take it away. If I couldn't make you you pissed me off by chanting for this guy. Now I'm going to piss you off by killing him off as quickly as I can after I give you what you want.
Yeah, and then he had the injury, and when they brought him back from the injury, he was nowhere near the world title. They had him going after the Intercontinental title. Think about it. WrestleMania 30, two titles in the air, confetti coming down to end one of the greatest WrestleManias of all time. WrestleMania 31, he's in a ladder match opening contest for the Intercontinental title.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.